This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105
Radio. And straight from the car park and straight in and down into his chair is my second guest of the afternoon. It's great to welcome John Barrett from the Rotary Club of Cambridge. Good afternoon, John. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Good to see you, Neil.
Yeah, it's like a beautiful day out there, isn't it?
Absolutely lovely. Sun is shining, blue sky, wonderful.
The sort of day you should go out and do some photography, he said, leading...
Funny you should ask that.
Leading gently in. Because you've been organising the local heat of the Cambridge Young... the Rotary Club, rather, Young Photographers Competition. Tell us about that.
Well, it's a national competition.
Right.
As you say, we're doing the local heat, and the winners from that will go to a district competition, and the winners from that go to a national competition. So it's a great opportunity for anybody. This is aimed at young people. We're looking at young people between the ages of 11 and 17. The date applies at the end of August, so they might be 18 now, but they're still eligible.
Okay.
Basically, they go out there with their phone, their tablet, or their digital camera, and they take pictures. The theme of the competition is the beauty of nature, and you submit three photographs. They should be linked to each other in some way or other, but you can use your imagination of how they're linked, and then they're submitted digitally. Details you can get from the Rotary website, so if you simply go on to Cambridge Rotary, Google that, up comes this website, and there's an application form and all the details. But a great opportunity for youngsters to go out, as you say, in this sort of weather, take a picture of anything. I mean, beauty of nature covers almost everything, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, let's face it, we're spoiled anyway, because every day you walk around Cambridge, you feel like you're just walking around an art gallery, don't you? It's architecturally beautiful. There's lovely open spaces. Absolutely. There's everything, isn't there?
Absolutely. We've had some great entries. Really good indeed.
But so you've already seen some of the stuff that's been coming through.
I've seen some of the stuff already, but it's not too late, but it's getting pretty close to the finishing time. Entries have to be in by a week tomorrow.
Right.
So that's pretty close. But all they have to do, put their three photographs together, fill in the application form and bang it off.
And in what form do the photos actually have to be submitted? Digitally?
Just digitally.
No,
we don't require them to be printed off. We will print off the best ones, and we hope to display them in the city centre. So that will be one thing. They will be published in the Cambridge Independent.
And I see that they've already run some stuff back in January.
Cambridge Independent are helping run this competition, and they've done several advertisements of it. And the best photographs will be published in a special edition in a week or two's time. So that's a great thing in itself. And I'd say the winning competition, the winning entries, will go through to the regional competition, which is basically East Anglia. But locally, Kempkins have offered us some wonderful prizes, about £500 worth of prizes, a camera kit, and also tuition in photography.
Now, that's really interesting, because a lot of people would say, well, in order to do proper photography, you've got to get a proper camera. But we just know that's not the case now. Time you see people, you know, the modern cameras on phones, it's amazing what you can do. But that tuition is probably gold dust. Because a mate of mine who's a traditional old-fashioned photographer, he always used to travel around with just a little pocket Instamatic type thing. So he would suddenly get out and snap a picture, and then he'd have to send his film off to get it developed. We all carry cameras now. But the trouble is, we don't know how to use them to best effect. So that tuition would be amazing.
It's both
it?
Good and bad, isn't it? Because we've got these cameras on us because of our phones or our iPads or whatever we've got. And we're taking pictures all the time, which may mean we're recording a great deal of stuff, but we're not necessarily getting quality.
No.
And I'm really interested. I'm talking to Keith Heppel, who is the lead photographer on the Cambridge Independent, who's going to be one of our judges. And he can look at a photograph and say, well, you know, that looks like a good photograph, but it would be better if they did this or that, or focused on this little bit here, or had the centre of attention somewhere else. And immediately you see, you could improve.
Yeah. My own daughter did a degree in photography, and I always used to say to her, how come I can stand next to you, we can both pick our phones up and take a picture. Yours looks like a work of art, and mine looks like a pretty rubbish holiday snap. And it is. It's all down to just having that natural gift tonight.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right.
It's a great opportunity for those who've got that natural gift and to improve, to take it further, both in what they're doing, and they may have two or three shots at different photographs before they decide what they want to put together. But then this opportunity for tuition to help you improve, that would be great.
That'd be great. What about back catalogue stuff? Does it have to have been taken? The photo have to have been taken now, or can someone say, "Do you know what? I did a really lovely picture last year."
Not at all. No, the only thing that's crucial is that you've got to have taken it.
So right.
Something else or download something off the web. No, but you can have taken it any time. You say when you've taken it. I think actually technically it's got to be done within the last couple of years. But on the entry form, you submit it and you say, yes, this is all my own work. And then your responsible adult parent, guardian, whatever, has to endorse it and say, or it could be a teacher, someone has to say, yep, this is
bona fide. Excellent. All right, so entries close a week tomorrow.
That's right.
And when will the judging take place?
Judging takes place the following Wednesday. So fairly soon. We just give us a time just to sort out the entries and just get things sorted. And I'm not quite sure, but I hope we shall announce the winner very soon after that.
Okay, excellent. So the website, if people want to go to it, I've got it here as if you Google Rotary Club of Cambridge UK, it takes you to the Rotary Club page.
Technically, it's www.cambridgerotary.org.uk. But there you are.
cambridgerotary.org.uk. If you want to go to that, and all the entry forms,
all the stuff is there that anybody needs to know, and they take down the form, then send it back to us digitally, or if they want to, put it in the post or drop it into the office of Cambridge Independent and send us the...
But be quick. I mean, dash out this afternoon. This has got to be the day to do it. If you're thinking, oh, well, maybe tomorrow. No, do it now, because the weather is here this afternoon. It's a beautiful sky out there now.
Yeah. And so, there'll be some people listening who are not thinking of entry themselves. It might be parents or whatever, older siblings. But they think, I know somebody who might be interested in that. Well, I urge them to tell them to look it up quickly and get going.
Absolutely, because this is a local thing. So you stand a good chance. It's worth getting your entries in. Mm-hmm. So that theme again, the beauty of nature. The beauty of nature. You could take a picture of a pretty girl standing against a door, couldn't you? You really could. That's the beauty of nature. Or a handsome young man if you're a young lady wanting that. Or whatever flavour or mix. You can all take pictures of each. That counts. Take selfies. There you go. John, it's been lovely to see you. It sounds like the competition is going well, and we look forward to those results with interest. And we'll keep an eye on things. So there we go, cambridgerotary.org.uk if you want more details.
You've got it.
And you've got about a week and a bit just to get your answer in. It closes a week tomorrow. John, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Neil.